Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 44, Rupa Yatra, Episode 29. You are the most munificent. Gora Pasyan Atma Vrindai, Shri Lakshmi Vijayotsavam, Shutva Gopi Rasolasam, Krishna Prena Nanartasaha. Accompanied by his personal devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the festival known as Lakshmi Vijay Utsava. There, Lord Chaitanya discussed the super excellent love of the gopis, and just by hearing about them, Lord Chaitanya became very pleased and danced in great ecstatic love for Krishna. Jaya Jaya Gora Chandra Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Jaya Jaya Nitya Ananda, Jaya Dvaita Dhanya. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was known as Gora Chandra. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Acharya, who is so exalted. Jaya Jaya Srivasa Adi Gora Bhakta Gana, Jaya Srota Gana Jar Gora Prana Dhana. All glories to all the devotees headed by Srivas Thakur. All glories to the readers who have taken Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as their life and soul. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was resting in ecstatic love, Maharaj Prataparudra entered the garden. Following the Bhatta Acharya's instructions, the king had given up his royal dress. Prataparudra now entered the garden in the dress of a Vaishnava. Maharaj Prataparudra was so humble that with folded hands, he first took permission from all the devotees. Then, with great courage, Prataparudra fell down and touched the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As Lord Chaitanya lay on the raised platform with his eyes closed in ecstatic love and emotion, the king very expertly began massaging Lord Chaitanya's legs. Prataparudra then began to recite verses about the Rasa Leela from Srimad Bhagavatam. The king recited the chapter beginning with the words, Jayati Deji Kham. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these verses, Lord Chaitanya was pleased beyond limits, and he again said and again said, Go on reciting! Go on reciting! And as soon as King Prataparudra recited that verse, beginning with the words, Tavakatamritam, Lord Chaitanya arose in ecstatic love and embraced Maharaj Prataparudra. For upon hearing that verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to the king, Oh, you have given me invaluable gems, but I have nothing to give you in return. Therefore, I am simply embracing you. And after saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to recite that same verse again and again. Both King Prataparudra and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were trembling, tears flowing from their eyes. Tavakatamritang tapta jivanang kavibhir iditang kalmashapaham shravana mangalang srimad atatang bhuvi grinantiye bhuvida janaha. O Lord Krishna, the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the very life and soul of those who are always aggrieved in this material world. These narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities, and they eradicate all sinful reactions. Whoever hears these narrations attains all good fortune. These narrations are thus broadcast all over the world, and they are filled with spiritual power. Indeed, those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent welfare workers. After reciting this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately embraced Maharaj Prataparudra and cried,
"Oh, you are the most munificent! You are the most munificent!"
At this point, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not know who the king was. Lord Chaitanya's mercy was aroused because of the king's previous service. Therefore, without even asking who he was, Lord Chaitanya immediately bestowed his mercy upon Maharaj Prataparudra.
Oh, how powerful is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu!
For without even inquiring about the king, Lord Chaitanya made everything successful. Finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Who are you? You have done so much for me. All of a sudden you have come here and made me drink the nectar of the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Oh, my Lord, I am the most obedient servant of your servants. It is my ambition that you will accept me as the servant of your servants." And at that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed some of his divine opulences to Maharaj Prataparudra, and Lord Chaitanya forbade the king to disclose this to anyone. Although within his heart, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew everything that was happening, externally Lord Chaitanya did not disclose it, nor did Lord Chaitanya disclose that he knew he was talking with King Prataparudra. Seeing Lord Chaitanya's special mercy upon King Prataparudra, the devotees praised the king's good fortune, and their minds became open and blissful. Submissively offering prayers to the devotees with folded hands, and offering obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Maharaj Prataparudra then went outside. Recorded June 20 and 21, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Om Jaya Jagadish Hare, Jaya Jagadish Hare, Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadish Hare. Pralaya Payodhi Jale Viktavanasi Vedam Vihita Vahitra Charitra Makhidam Keshavadrita Meena Sharira Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshavadrita Matsya Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Jai Jagadisha Jai Jagadisha Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Trinadapi Sunichena Tarar Iva Sahishnuna Amani Na Manadena Kirtaniya Sada Hari Harer Nama Harer Nama Harer Nama Eva Kivalam Kalao Nasyeva 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 Gatir Anyata. O Lord of the Universe, in the turbulent waters of devastation, you easily hold up the Vedas, acting as a boat. O Keshava, you with fine hair, you have thus accepted the form of a giant fish, Matsya. All glories to you, O Lord Hari.